In an effort to curb growing opiate addiction in Massachusetts, the state's largest health insurer says it slashed its prescription of painkillers over the past year and a half. Blue Cross Blue Shield says it's cut the number of pills prescribed by more than 6 million, cutting some prescription rates for popular drugs by 20 to 50%. It's part of a program developed by physicians from around the state. For more now, we turn to Dr. John Fallon, Chief Physician Executive at Blue Cross Blue Shield. Good morning, Doctor, and thanks very much for speaking to Morning Edition.
Good morning.
What was it that prompted Blue Cross Blue Shield to begin this effort back in July 2012?
Well, actually, it began in 2011 when we started looking at our prescription information, and what we found out is in looking at patients who deserved to get pain medications or needed pain medications, many of them were getting significantly more of the medication than they would need. So instead of people getting 30 pills, some of them were getting 160 pills.
And the fear was, I guess, that those extra pills were feeding the pipeline of addiction?
Indeed. The CDC came out and suggested that 80% of heroin addicts started with prescription medications which were being taken inappropriately.
So, as I understand it, Blue Cross has cut narcotic prescriptions by over 6 million pills in the last 18 months.
We have, and it's not been by limiting the prescriptions so much, it's been by limiting the quantities. So the patients still get access to the medications that they and the physicians think they need, but they're getting a limited supply, which then they can refill. And if they need significantly more pills, then that can be done, but the physician needs to okay it.
What effect has this had on prescriptions?
There's been about a 20% decrease for short-acting opioids and also about a 50% decrease on the long-acting opioids like OxyContin, which have a much greater addiction potential.
Does this mean that painkillers were vastly overprescribed by doctors?
I think the medical community had a change of approach in the past. Physicians said that no one should be in pain, and people gave more prescription medications than they probably needed, and that led to a supply sitting around, which was then used for inappropriate reasons. Now I think there's an awareness of the physician community how hazardous these medications are and the need to use a more appropriate dosing.
Are you worried as a doctor that the move might have kept painkillers out of the hands of patients who might really need them?
Oh, absolutely not. Our first goal is to make sure patients who need pain medications actually get them. The physicians understand that. The physicians that helped us devise the program, that was our goal, to make sure, first of all, that they got the medications, but secondly, that it was safe and appropriate dosing of the medications.
Then tell me what doctors and patients have to do in order to make sure that patients who need them get these scripts.
Well, for patients who need the medications, prescriptions are easily filled for 15 days, and they can refill them again for another 15 days. Well, that's 30 days. After 30 days, if patients still need pain medications, they should be reevaluated by their physician, and if he or she thinks they need more than 30 days, then they can do so. They just need to notify us of the circumstances that require that.
Has Blue Cross seen a payoff from this program in this way? Has there been a decrease in the number of people seeking drug counseling or drug treatment?
No, actually, we have not seen a decrease. As a matter of fact, in 2013, we saw an increase, actually, and that has remained at that level for 2014. And there's lots of reasons for that, the economy, the societal issues that are going on as well. There was really some short-term gains in terms of less pills available and long-term gains, that there were less people addicted and there's less burden on society if there was many drugs available on the street.
Dr. John Fallon, thanks for speaking with us.
Thank you. My pleasure.
Dr. John Fallon is Chief Physician Executive at Blue Cross Blue Shield.